Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mac Jones. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Jones scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cardwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1. And the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardwell moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Bedell pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendley strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMillan for the out. Bedell moves to second. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.